You no doubt have heard of driving while intoxicated, right? Well, I want to spend a little time with another poor choice some people make, judging while Christian. And it's a lot more common than you might think. That black person, they're just looking to riot. A cop was right to shoot that person. They stopped for a traffic violation in the back of the head when they were face down on the ground. As we talked about earlier in the show, you're against what Ron DeSantis did about Disney World? You're a pedophile. Oh, these people aren't Christian, you say? Well, many of them say that they are. Judgment comes with a cost. It can spread a poisonous idea to those who are less than familiar with it. Those who spew judgment actually believe they're teaching others. When we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, we learn a truth that's very different from that belief. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. What you say can quickly call into question who you are. If you're a person who only casts darkness at others, you'll give proof to what James says in James chapter 1, verse 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. When you cast judgment, you think you benefit. You believe it elevates you in some way as someone who has authority over someone or something others believe or do. The Bible offers numerous lessons to the contrary. Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 teaches, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." In 1 Samuel 16, 7 we find, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Let's go back to James, this time James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?"